The Universities of Wisconsin Board of Regents are looking to a pending lawsuit in an effort to end a blockade of UW pay raises. It's Tuesday, December 12th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, UW's board rejected a deal from Assembly Speaker Robin Voss over the weekend that would have stopped funding for diversity initiatives. We'll take a look at what racial diversity currently looks like on UW campuses. And Wisconsin drivers will be able to add an emergency contact to their DMV file. Stay with us.
You tune in every weekday for your dose of local news on Wisconsin Today. You enjoy headlines with context as well as a longer story. This news is community supported. Join in with your gift at wpr.org/givewi today.
The Universities of Wisconsin Board of Regents will meet behind closed doors today after rejecting a GOP offer that would have ended a blockade of campus pay raises. As Rich Kramer reports, they'll discuss a pending lawsuit that could get at the same goals.
The UW Board of Regents rejected a deal from Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss on Saturday. It would have released UW pay raises in exchange for new limits on diversity, equity, and inclusion. But the board will meet in closed session Tuesday about a lawsuit by Governor Tony Evers that seeks to declare Voss's actions to block the raises a violation of separation of powers. Democratic Attorney General Josh Call says the suit would have had to be reframed if Regents accepted the deal.
The core underlying issues remain the same, which is that there are these legislative committees that have been able to block executive branch action. And that's just inconsistent with how we understand our system of government.
Voss has called DEI divisive and akin to political indoctrination. He called the deal Regents rejected his final offer. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And a quick note, WPR staff are employees of UW-Madison. While that political battle over Universities of Wisconsin attempts to increase diversity on campus keeps going on, the success of those efforts on campus so far has been mixed. Jason Stein is with the Wisconsin Policy Forum. He says since 1990, the number of students of color at UW campuses has tripled, but that growth in diversity isn't equal. Stein says most of the growth is from Latin American and Asian students. The number of black students at UW-Madison has held steady around 3%.
If you're an African American student, you may look more at what is this particular experience of your group, one of these, you know, larger categories like students of color or underrepresented minorities, which is designation higher ed uses.
The total number of underrepresented minority students attending the UW system is still less than 15%. Wisconsin's drivers will soon have the option to add emergency contact information to their Department of Motor Vehicles file. As Robert DeAndrea reports, the new law is designed to help police find victims' family members.
Anyone applying for or renewing a driver's license will be given the option to add a person who should be notified in the event of an emergency. Only law enforcement will be able to access the information. That includes police in other states. Marathon County Sheriff Chad Billub says his department has to search multiple systems to locate family members outside of his county. He says the law will speed up the process.
Well, I can think of a number of times here in Marathon County where we've had serious traffic crashes or crimes where we haven't been able to identify next of kin for a person.
Governor Tony Evers signed the law last week. It will take effect within 6 months. Robert DeAndrea, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The leader of the Lac du Flambeau tribe is not backing down in a fight with GOP lawmakers. The Republican-controlled Joint Committee on Finances withheld tribal gaming revenues over disputes tied to tribal sovereignty. In a letter, the tribe's president, John Johnson Sr., said the move was short-sighted, discriminatory, and disrespectful. The committee recently awarded $1 million to each of Wisconsin's tribes, except for Lac du Flambeau and Bad River. Johnson made the remarks in response to criticism over the tribe's handling of a dispute about access to roads on its reservation. Earlier this year, the tribe blocked four roads for weeks after negotiations over access payments broke down. Town of Lac du Flambeau Supervisor Bob Hansen says it's a mistake for the committee to withhold funds.
I think the tribe sees it as a slap in the face when what we need to have here is some good faith and some at least palpable gestures of respect.
Johnson said the tribe would no longer tolerate abuse of its people or land. Former Wisconsin Congressman Ron Kind has been appointed an honorary officer of the Most Excellent Order of the British Empire. Hope Kerwin has more on the La Crosse Democrats Award.
Ron Kind was recognized for services to UK-US relations. During his last 8 years in Congress, he led the US-UK caucus, which works with members of the British Parliament. Before running for office, Kind also graduated from the London School of Economics. He received the OBE during a ceremony with the British ambassador in Washington, D.C. in November.
The Brits do pomp and ceremony very, very elegantly. So it was a nice affair at the British Embassy.
Kind isn't the only Wisconsin congressman to have received the award. Former Republican U.S. Representative Tom Petri received an OBE in 2015. It's the fourth highest class of the Order of the British Empire, with knighthood or damehood being the highest honor. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
That is quite the title. And finally, the Green Bay Packers lost to the New York Giants last night, final score 24-22. The Packers are now 6-7 on the year. They will be taking on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this upcoming Sunday at noon. And that'll do it. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and the producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. We'll be right back in your podcast feed tomorrow morning, and if you hit that subscribe button, we show up automatically. You don't have to do anything else. Just roll out of bed and catch up on the day's news. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again soon.